You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
There. Is that garnish well enough for you?
Great. You always had a light touch with a bit of parsley.
I don't know whether that's a compliment or not.
Jolene, this is where you are.
Well, where else would I be? You know I was bringing some orders down.
Yeah, you've been a long time.
Well, just adding a few finishing touches to the orders I'm taking up.
Isn't that Wayne's job?
Quite right, Squire, it is. Now, off you go, love. Don't want to keep the punters waiting.
You get a good view of the farm from up here, don't you?
Yeah. We all enjoy a walk up Lakey Hill. I always like to come here on special occasions.
Oh, and is this special?
Of course it is. It's Valentine's Day and you're with me.
Well, it's special for me too.
So it's going to be quite a week, one way and another.
When's the herd off to market?
Thursday.
And how are you feeling?
I don't know, really. I'm very excited about getting the new cows.
Of course you are.
I can't wait to see them in our fields.
It will look different.
And our cows will be going to farms where they'll be valued and cared for. Now I do sound soppy.
Well, it is Valentine's Day. Though, if you're going to be soppy about anyone...
Oh, I am more than soppy about you.
I'm pleased to hear it.
It means so much to me that you're here. After that row we had, I thought...
Oh, Pip, no, please, don't. The minute I'd put the phone down,
Oh, I know. Me too.
It's just so frustrating being away from you.
We're together now.
Yeah, we are. Oof. It's getting a bit chilly, isn't it? Shall we go back to the cottage?
Ah, here you are. Again. Waiting for Wayne, I suppose.
Yeah, I just want a few words with him before he starts his evening shift.
We bring him the orders, he does the cooking. Not much to explain, is there?
Well, he did very well at lunchtime, but tonight's going to be even busier. I thought a few words of encouragement might not go amiss.
You seem to be getting quite a lot of that from you.
Oh, Kenton, what on earth is the matter with you? Have you got a problem with Wayne?
Not with Wayne.
Well, then what? Oh, come on. Oh, you ain't jealous.
I come down to the kitchen and find my wife all cosy and chummy with her ex. Why would I be jealous?
Chummy? I brought the orders down. You know how busy we were. I didn't have time to be chummy.
You were laughing your heads off when I came in.
Oh, he's a funny guy. Oh. I like funny men. Good thing for you that I do.
Hanging around to garnish his dishes.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Wayne gave me a lot of reasons to stop laughing, as well you know, walking out on me and Fallon. Does that ring any bells?
I know that. It's just... Well, I've given you reasons to stop laughing too, and I don't...
Evening, Art. Nice to have a welcoming committee. Or have I done something wrong?
No, just a bit of a change of plan. I'm going to be looking after the film goers this evening.
Oh, right.
So Kenton will be dealing with all the restaurant orders.
Will I?
Yeah. I'll give you a chance to get to know one another a bit better.
Suits me. That okay with you, Kenton?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Hi, Mum. Dad. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Matthew.
Hello. Pip said we might see you here.
How was your meal?
Delicious. Absolutely delicious.
Yeah, it was. I was a bit worried when I heard that Jolene and Kenton had taken Wayne on as their stopgap chef.
He's in a country and western band.
You thought it would all be grits and beans?
Yeah, more like porridge. What?
Jolene says he's a reformed character. Wayne has a bit of a dodgy past.
Too right.
Anyway, we were agreeably surprised.
Good. And have you had a good day?
Oh, yeah. Particularly the afternoon.
Yeah. That was 5-star.
Oh, I'm glad the weather didn't spoil your walk.
Oh, it cut it short, but we didn't mind.
I certainly didn't.
Oh, hello. I didn't realise you were staying on for the film.
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favourites.
Oh, is it, Mum?
I've never seen it.
Oh, Matthew, it's a classic.
Well, it's nice to see a family party here. Shall I try and find you four seats together?
Oh, no, please don't.
Come on, Jolene, it's Valentine's night. Oh. Pip and Matthew don't want us cramping their stuff.
We don't want them cramping ours.
Oh, actually, I can see a couple of good seats over here. Come on, Pip.
See you later.
Yeah, see you later. Two in the back row.
Oh, come on, David. I seem to remember the first time you took me to the cinema.
Jolene does not want to hear about that.
Oh, I might.
We were just saying how much we enjoyed our meal tonight.
Well, that's good to hear.
You're thinking of keeping Wayne on permanently?
Yeah, I am. I ain't so sure Kenton is, though.
Do you want me to scatter a few mint leaves over these potatoes while you sort that order?
Never hurts, does it?
Right you are.
Thanks, mate. I've appreciated your help this evening.
Well, I haven't done much. Not as much as Jolene, I don't suppose.
She's got a lighter touch, it's true. No, I do appreciate you taking me on, you know. Can't have been easy.
Yeah, well, to be honest, Wayne, we didn't have a lot of choice.
Very generous of Jolene.
She's a generous woman.
She's a star. It's good to see her happy again.
You think she is?
Oh, yes. That's down to you, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Well, I wasn't very good at it.
Well, I've had my moments myself.
We've been lucky men. We've got that in common.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it.
Except you had the good sense to see what you've got and hang on to it.
Everything okay here?
Yeah, we're fine. Sorry, am I behind with these orders?
No. Film started. The rush is over.
You just come to check up on us, have you?
Now, why would I need to do that?
No reason at all.
No? You both seem very quiet.
We've just been having a philosophical discussion, haven't we, mate?
Yes, I suppose we have.
Really? What about?
Oh, life, Jolene. Just life.
Well, that was really good. Now, should we find your mum and dad, or... Pip?
No, I'm sorry, I know, it's silly.
No, it's not. Oh, come here.
Oh, no, it is. It's only a film. It's so sad.
Yeah, it is.
God, that poor woman, what she went through. God, she still can't be with the man she loves.
Well, she's got that nice husband.
Oh, I know, but it's not the same. Alec was the love of her life.
She didn't know him that well.
Oh, she didn't need to. They were soulmates.
Yeah, I suppose they were.
Oh, they didn't even get a night together.
No.
And she couldn't even say goodbye properly because of that stupid woman...
It really got to you, didn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I think it's because... Well, we're apart, aren't we?
Yeah. But I'm in Cumbria, not Africa.
No, I know. But you're still not with me.
But I will be. That's only temporary.
Is it?
Of course it is.
It's such a good film. Gets me every time.
Yep.
Now, do you think we should try and find Pip and Matthew, or...?
Oh, I don't know.
David? Is that a tear?
It's just the lights came up so suddenly.
It is. You are an old softie.
I'm sorry.
There's no need to be
making
sorry.
Making an exhibition of myself.
You haven't. But we've seen it together before, and it's never had this effect on you.
No, I know. But it was the husband, what he said at the end.
What he said?
That Laura had been a long way away from him.
Oh, I see.
And it's how I felt when you were in New Zealand.
That was a long way away.
Yeah, not just in miles. Before you went, we'd been so distant from each other.
We had.
And it reminded me... Well, it reminded me of the time with Sam.
David, I'm sorry.
No, you've got nothing to apologise for. Then, or this last year, you couldn't reach me.
No, I couldn't.
You'd gone from me, and I didn't know why. Or how to make it right. And I'm sorry.
Well, I came back.
Yeah, you did come back. And I'm so glad you did.
There. A That's the last load of dishes on. Now, what would you like me to do?
Go home.
You sure?
Yeah, we can finish up here. There's not much left to do.
But you are. Well, thanks.
Oh, thank you. We don't know what we'd have done without you, do we, Kenton?
No, you're a grafter. I'll give you that, mate.
No problem. It was a laugh. Well, you know where I am if you need me.
Well, we'll be in touch. Night, Wayne.
Night.
Night.
So, you got over your little tantrum?
Yes. He's not a bad bloke.
No, he's not. And he's a good cook. Got a lot of compliments on the food today.
Yeah. It's been quite a Valentine's Day.
Yeah, one of our best at the ball, I reckon. We're really back on track.
The business, yeah.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah. It's great. But what about you and me?
What about us?
I don't feel I've given you a very good Valentine's Day.
Are you fishing for compliments?
No, quite the opposite. One hissy fit and a single red rose. Looked a bit pathetic next to the florist shop Harrison bought Fallon.
Oh, it's not the size of your bouquet that matters.
That's what you girls always say.
It's the thought that counts.
Really?
Yeah. I knew it was all from the heart. Even the hissy fit.
It was. I've really put you through it this past year.
Well, it hadn't been the easiest of times. But we're through it now.
Yeah, but only because of you. I'd still be wallowing in the floodwaters. You saved me, love. And not for the first time.
Well, I was glad to get you back. My real Kenton. Mm. I knew he was in there somewhere.
I don't deserve you.
Well, that's true, of course. But then you never have.
Oh, Charlene. I wish I could do something to show you how much you mean to me.
Oh, well, that's easy.
Is it?
Yeah. Keep Wayne on while we look for another chef.
I should have seen that coming, shouldn't I?
You should. So what do you say?
Sure, why not? Greater love hath no man than this, that he takes on his wife's ex to work in their kitchen.
So who's that from, Maddie or Daisy?
Neither. I got theirs on Saturday.
I thought Valentine's cards were supposed to be anonymous.
Maddie's the only girl I know who lives in Phelpshire.
Oh dear, you're slipping.
And Daisy signed hers.
Bold?
She is.
And so these are your foreign conquests?
How did you know that?
The stamps, and they're late.
Yeah, I think this one must be the girl I met in Mallorca, Mercedes.
Mercedes? A flamenco dancer?
No, I think she worked in computers.
Oh.
I'm not sure about the other one.
Well, it must be hard to keep track. Oh, this takes me back. Just like having breakfast with John at this time of year.
Did he get loads of cards too?
The postman had to bring an extra sack.
Oh, good old dad.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to follow his example too closely. Didn't always choose very wisely.
Like my mum, you mean?
Oh, no. I was going to say, or treat the girl very well when he did. I'd include Sharon in that.
So would she.
Well, not that I'm in a position to throw stones. The Archer boys don't exactly have a glowing track record where women are concerned.
I shall try and learn from your mistakes.
Hey, cheeky. Do you still want me to give you a hand with the cultivations this morning?
If you think I'm up to it.
Well, I wouldn't ask otherwise.
Oh, it was great having that ploughing lesson from Grandad last week. It made me feel more confident.
Well, we've got another expert coming over this morning.
Bert. I know, he's judging your little ploughing competition.
Yeah, he was the best ploughman in Borsetshire in his day.
Great. Maybe I should ask him for some tips too.
Darling, you'll need to keep an eye on Henry now. I'm just
Oh, what are you doing?
I thought it'd be nice to put some flowers in your mum's bedroom.
I could have done that. I did everything else.
Well, I know you did, and the room looks lovely. I just thought a little finishing touch.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure about flowers in a bedroom. It's a bit like a hospital wart.
Well, I'll put them somewhere else if you don't think she'll like them.
Are those from the bouquet I gave you?
Well, yes, it was so big.
Well, that was rather the idea, to make you feel special.
And I did. But I thought I could spare a few for your mother.
I see.
Darling, all your presents were lovely. I was quite overwhelmed.
Oh, if you say so.
I do. Mine was very feeble in comparison.
No. I like the whiskey.
Oh, not very imaginative.
You've got more important things to think about. You've got to concentrate on getting better and keeping the baby safe.
Yeah, I know.
That's the best present you could give me. Now, Henry will be okay for 5 minutes, so you've got time to change.
Change?
Well, I hoped you'd wear the dress I gave you yesterday.
But it's so big.
Honestly, darling, there's no pleasing you. You complained the dress I bought you for Christmas was too small.
Well, I thought you meant it for later on.
Well, the idea was to give you something to aim for. Fill it out, you know?
And I'm sure I shall in a few weeks.
Well, you better wear it for Mum. Otherwise, she might not think you're pregnant at all.
If that's what you'd like.
Get your skates on. Henry's not going to be happy with his video for much longer, and I need to get to Bridge Farm.
You're going to work now?
Yes. There's a lot to do with you out of action.
I thought it... At least you'd stay to welcome your mother.
Oh, I'm sure you can manage that, you and Henry.
Well, haven't you met her once, darling? That was so brief.
Don't worry. The two of you are going to get on like a house on fire.
Ooh, do you want to top up?
Yes, please. This wind's icy.
Well, that's February for you. If it's not snowing, it's raining. And if it's not raining, it's blowing a gale. Here you are.
Thanks.
Still, we've made a good start.
Even my bit.
That's fine. You've got nothing to worry about.
Oh, good. Only with Keith coming to assess my final practical next week.
You'll be fine. You've come on really well. Oh, hi, Bert.
Morning, all.
Morning, Bert.
Oh, it's really good of you to come over.
Well, I fancy to what?
Do you want some coffee? We've got a spare mug.
Oh, that's very kind. I wouldn't say no.
Right you are. So, you know what this is about?
Yeah, a bet between you and Tony about who's the best ploughman. Be a close-run thing.
That's why we need an impartial judge.
Well, not that close-run. Dad's useless. He doesn't bury all his trash.
A couple of blades of grass.
Oh, still count against you in a proper competition.
Exactly. That's why we set it up.
So when are you thinking of doing it?
Oh, the sooner the better. Tomorrow, if you're free.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Great. I'll tell Dad. Now, I'm afraid I've got to go. I need to check something with Rob. Sorry, Bert.
Well, that's all right.
But if you could stay a bit longer, I thought I'd leave Johnny to finish off.
Really? On my own?
You know what we're after. A really fine seed bed.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe you could show him, Bert?
Yeah, of course. Be a pleasure.
Oh, that's lovely, darling.
It's you and me and Daddy as the new baby.
Yes. Well, it's nice you put the new baby in.
Daddy says I have to look after him and be a good boy for you.
Oh, you are always a good boy. Ah, Ursula, did you find everything you needed?
Oh, absolutely. It's a charming room.
Well, Rob put a lot of thought into getting it ready for you.
Even the flowers? You're not telling me that was Rob.
No, that was my idea.
I knew it. A woman's touch.
He's so sorry he couldn't be here.
Oh, I didn't expect him. He's such a workaholic. Mm. Just like his father.
I've got a drawing for you.
Have you, Henry? How lovely. May I see? Oh, now this is very good.
It's me and Mummy and Daddy and the new baby.
Yes. Lovely colours.
Shall I put you in it? Daddy says... You're my new grandma.
Oh, Henry.
I'd be very honoured if I could be, thank you.
I'll do a new one.
Well, there's more paper over there.
Oh, what a little charmer.
Thank you.
He's a credit to you. The new baby's going to be very lucky to have such a nice big brother.
He's very excited about it.
And you're looking well. Much better than I expected.
Really?
Yes, I thought Rob might be exaggerating. He does tend to fuss. But I'm sure you know that.
Mm, maybe just a little.
His father was the same when I was pregnant.
Was he?
Oh, yes. The best of intentions, of course, but it can get a little oppressive.
I know, he only wants what's best for me.
We all do. But you mustn't worry. I'm not a fusser. I've come to help, not intrude.
Well, it's very kind of you to come at all.
You can't be expected to look after Henry all of half term when you still need to rest. Mm.
My mum would have helped.
Well, of course, but I can be here on the spot. And it will be a treat for me to get to know my new grandson better. How's that drawing coming on, Henry?
I hope this isn't going to take long, Tom. I've got 1,001 things I should be getting on with.
Well, it shouldn't. I was just surprised to see that new chicken in the chill cabinet. Mum thought you might have ordered it.
Yes, I did. Mystery solved. So, if that's all...
Well, no, not really. What happened to our usual supplier?
You may well ask. They let us down.
Oh?
Rang up on Friday to say they won't be able to let us have any chicken for the next 3 weeks.
Right.
Absolutely typical. They don't seem to have grasped a basic principle of business. Retailers need suppliers they can rely on.
Did they say what the problem was?
Well, I didn't have time to ask. I was too busy trying to work out where I could find a new supplier on a Friday afternoon.
Oh, I can see that was a problem for you.
Too right it was. I was very lucky these guys were able to step into the breach so quickly.
You didn't wonder why they might have so much chicken left on their hands?
No, I was more concerned that our customers weren't going to reach into the cabinet and find it empty. Do I gather you've got a problem with this?
Well, for a start, it's only free range, not organic, and in this case...
Oh, come on, Tom. Pot kettle black. Seem to remember only a few weeks ago you did exactly the same thing with some non-organic beef.
That was different.
And didn't you say you were going to use pastured eggs from the Fairbrothers for your beloved black pudding scotch eggs? They're not going to be organic, are they?
Well, no,
but... There you are, then.
What we agreed was that sometimes we stock non-organic produce when it's local and of high quality. These chickens may be free-range, but, as I was about to say, there's free-range and there's free-range.
Yeah, depending on whether you order it or I do.
Well, yes, because I know the local suppliers.
Oh, here we go.
No, those chickens may technically be free-range, but most of the time the birds spend their day in a sea of mud with never a blade of grass to be seen.
I didn't have time to go over to the farm and check it out. It was an emergency. This is a temporary fix. Honestly, Tom... Talk about making a drama out of a crisis.
I've finished now, Bert.
Oh, have you, lad?
I just wanted to thank you for all your help.
Oh, I didn't do very much. You're coming along very nicely.
Well, thank you. I think I made a pretty fine tilth.
You have. Just right. Yeah. You know, you remind me of myself in years gone by.
When you were winning ploughing competitions?
Yeah.
Tom said you were the best.
Oh, I don't know about that. But he got me the best prize of my life.
County champion? Big check?
Oh, much better than that. My Frieda.
Really? How did that happen?
Oh, I'm still wondering all these years later. It was after Frieda saw me win a ploughing match... when we first started walking out together.
Gosh, you must have been really impressive.
Oh, I doubt it. But she saw something in me, bless her.
You were married for a long time, weren't you?
She was the only girl in the world for me.
It must be good to feel that certain.
Yeah, it was. Well, it still is. It doesn't go away just because... It doesn't go away.
I can't imagine ever feeling like that.
Oh, you might surprise yourself. If you ever meet a girl like my Frieda, well, you'll be a lucky man.
That's right, Henry. You build a nice dairy for all those lovely cows.
I will.
It was so kind of you to bring some more animals for his toy farm.
Well, Rob told me he had one.
Yes. Bought it for him.
It was a trip down memory lane. Miles and Rob used to spend hours playing with theirs.
Oh, did they? Rob doesn't really talk about his brother very much.
I'm afraid they've rather grown apart. Sad. They were inseparable when they were boys.
Really?
I think that's why Rob's so glad the new baby will have a ready-made big brother.
Well, that's nice to know.
He wasn't entirely idyllic. They fought, of course.
Did they?
Oh, you have to expect that with boys. They're like puppies, really.
Right. Well, there was quite a big age gap between my brothers, and Henry's such a gentle boy.
Takes after his mother. Oh, it's harmless enough. Just jockeying for position. Who's going to be top dog?
And that was usually Rob?
No, it was always me.
Well, I see you're making yourself at home, Mother.
Wasn't that the idea? And Helen and Henry have made me so welcome.
Good.
Daddy, Daddy, look what Grandma Ursula brought me.
Grandma already? Oh, that's super. Though, if I were you, I'd get a few more fences round those cattle.
Okay.
I didn't expect you to come back this morning.
Oh, I forgot my charger. My phone went dead on me.
A likely story. He's come back to check up on us.
Yeah, why would I want to do that, Mum? Hmm? I told Helen you two would get on like a house on fire, and from the gales of laughter I could hear when I came in, it seems I was right.
But, Robert, When were you ever wrong?
Well, it's a basic outline.
No, not much more. We do need a more detailed cropping programme for the fields and the polytunnels.
I'm afraid it's one of the things that slipped with Helen being ill.
She does need to tell us what she wants for the shop.
Rob could do that.
Well, I'd rather hear it from Helen. She's the one with the vision for the shop. Do you think she'll be able to get more involved again once she's recovered?
I'm sure she'd like to. It's always been her project, hasn't it?
Hmm.
Perhaps having Ursula here will help.
How long is she staying?
Oh, I presume just for half term. I haven't had a chance to talk to Rob about it.
It did come out of the blue.
Yes, and I didn't want to bother Helen. Not with Ursula settling in. But I'm sure she'd be a great help to them while Henry's off school this week.
Hmm. But we'd have managed half term between us. We had before.
I know. Your dad and I would gladly have had Henry.
But Rob had it all settled before I had a chance to offer.
It's fine, Tom, honestly.
That does seem to be his style at the moment. But you know, I asked you about that chicken.
Oh, yeah. Was it Rob who ordered it?
Yes. He said our usual supplies let him down and he had to find a substitute quickly.
That explains it, then.
Well, not really. You know that farm, Mum. I mean, technically the birds are free range. They're not shut up in sheds, but that's about the best you can say.
Well, I don't suppose Rob knew that.
And he didn't try to find out.
Well, if it was an emergency and he felt he had to find a replacement quickly...
Our customers aren't going to desert us because there isn't any chicken in the chill cabinet for a couple of days.
It doesn't look good.
Nor does selling a substandard product.
Oh, that's putting it a bit strongly, isn't it? I'm sure Rob thought he was doing what was best for the shop in the circumstances.
Maybe.
He's got a lot on his plate. Helen's collapse was a terrible shock to him.
It was a shock for all of us.
He's doing his best to keep the shop going in her absence. This is just a temporary fix.
Well, I suppose so.
Oh, cut him a bit of slack. Just till Helen's a bit better.
Hmm. Oh, I think I'll get in touch with our original suppliers, though. See exactly what the problem is.
That couldn't do any harm. But you will liaise with Rob about that. It is his responsibility now.
Don't worry, Mum. I won't rock the boat.
Mm.
So, are you coming to see me and Dad have our famous ploughing match?
I wouldn't miss it. I might even risk a side bet.
Who on?
Oh, that'd be telling.
You have one of these biscuits with your coffee. Ian's trying out a new recipe.
Oh, thanks. Mmm, very nice. My compliments to the chef.
Oh, mm. I'll let him know. He's a bit down at the moment.
Is he? I heard the Valentine's Day dinner was a great success.
Yeah, it was. Mm. Well, how was your couples only swim?
Oh, went down pretty well. People were frolicking about like dolphins.
Well, it was the day for it.
Yeah. I'm surprised Ian's in low spirits. I would have thought the first Valentine's after you get married would be really special.
Yeah, it is. Hayley and I, we... Oh, well... Never mind.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know.
No, sorry.
Oh, you don't have to apologise. We're in the same boat.
Oh, hardly. I'm the one who capsized mine.
Do you think it's better to have loved and lost?
Not on Valentine's Day, I don't. So I think there should be an anti-Valentine's card.
And one you could send yourself. I'll always be there for you.
Yeah, we'll never be parted.
You're the closest thing to my heart.
No, well, you could be on to a winner there. You didn't get any cards, then?
Actually, I did get one.
Oh, not a total washout, then?
Nah, that must have been a joke.
Why? You might have a secret admirer.
I don't want one. I hope I haven't given anyone the impression that I do.
I got one, too.
Oh.
Just Phoebe being kind, I expect.
Oh, might not be. You could have a secret admirer yourself.
No, and I don't want one, either. Good mates. That's what I need at the moment.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. Male and female.
Yeah, of course. No reason why men and women can't be friends.
None at all. Look at us.
Exactly.
We're well out of that game.
Yeah. Yeah, love, romance, who needs them?
And when you look at some couples, God, they make me only too glad to be single.
Is this Rob and Helen that we're talking about by any chance?
They would be top of my list, yep.
I know you don't like Rob, Kirsty.
Yeah, that's the understatement of the year.
Yeah, but you can't deny he does seem to be doing all he can for her since she had that funny turn.
Mm, he always seems to be doing all he can for her.
Yeah, but he's even got his mother to come look after Henry. I mean, isn't that devotion?
That's one word for it.
Well, I'm sure you don't need to worry.
I'd be sure of that if I could ever get to speak to her myself.
Well, give her a call.
I intend to. Maybe this time she might actually answer her own phone.
More coffee, Pat?
No, I'm fine, thank you. I was just wondering if I should go and give Helen a hand with Henry.
I checked on them while I went to fetch the biscuits. I wouldn't disturb them. They're just about to milk the cows.
Those toy animals are certainly a great hit.
Well, I wanted to think of something Henry would find absorbing, but Helen wouldn't find too taxing if she wanted to join in.
That was very thoughtful of you.
I know what it's like. I had a few health problems when I was expecting Rob.
Did you?
Oh, nothing as bad as poor Helen, but it meant I wasn't always able to be the mother to Miles that I had been.
That must have been difficult.
It was. So I sympathise with Helen.
That's kind. It has been a concern for her.
Not helped by my overzealous son whisking Henry away at the first sign of Helen getting tired.
He is very protective. Oh. And of course he likes spending time with Henry himself.
Who wouldn't? He's such a charming child.
I think so, but then I'm biased.
Oh, not at all. If the new baby is anything like him, I shall count myself a very lucky grandmother.
What a lovely thing to say. Thank you.
And I'm counting on you to give me lots of tips. This is all new territory for me.
Oh, I don't know that I'm such an expert.
Oh, nonsense. Oh, it's clear how much Helen relied on you and Tony before Rob arrived on the scene.
Oh, he wanted to help, of course.
I mean, it can't have been easy for you when she decided to go it alone.
Well, Helen's always known her own mind, and when she opted to have Henry, well, I could see it would make her happy. And that's all we want for our children, isn't it?
We've milked the cows.
And put them all back safely in their fields.
Good. Now, I should be thinking about getting lunch on. You'll stay, of course, Pat.
Oh, no, 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 that'd be too much trouble.
Oh, not at all. I'm sure Helen and Henry would like it.
Oh, we would, wouldn't we, Henry?
Yes, please stay, Granny.
There you are. That's settled.
Well, at least let me help.
I thought Henry could do that. Would you like that?
Yes, please.
We might even make a cake. Come on, then. Let's leave Mummy and Granny in peace. I'm sure they've got a lot to talk about.
Oh, I can see where Rob gets his energy from.
Oh, she hasn't stopped since she got here.
She's quite taken over.
But in the nicest possible way. She's so good with Henry.
He really seems to have taken to her.
I know, it's such a surprise. I mean, that day when she came before, she was so odd and, well,
I remember you saying.
She's like a different woman.
Well, she certainly isn't what I was expecting.
Oh, I know. From the little Rob has ever said about her, well, I got quite a different impression.
How are they getting on?
Very well. He's so relaxed with her.
That's good.
She teases him and he just laughs, goes along with all her suggestions.
I thought they had quite a difficult relationship.
Well, I can only think that must have been Jess making trouble between them. You know what she's like. Oh, Mum, I'm sorry. I know Ursula coming was a bit out of the blue.
For you too.
I don't want you to feel you're being, well, sidelined. You know how much I need you.
That's good to hear. But I can hardly complain when you're looking so much better.
Mm. I like this new menu.
Yeah. Kenton and Jolene have really upped their game since they reopened.
Mm. These sourdough rolls are really good.
You'd expect Wayne to be able to bake.
Wayne? You mean Jolene's ex is the new chef?
Mm, for the time being.
Blimmin' hell. I wouldn't give him a job.
Well, Jolene says he's doing all right.
Mm. How does Kenton feel about it?
He's just had to grin and bear it.
Mm. So, you were telling me about this famous ploughing match.
Oh, yes. So, we ploughed a small plot each and Bert measured everything. Furrow depth, furrow width.
Well, cut to the chase, who won?
Well, after a long battle...
Look, come on!
The final victor was... Dad, unfortunately.
Oh, dear.
By a very narrow margin. Bert had to get his spirit level out.
I'll take your word for it.
Still... It was worth handing over a tenner to see how much he enjoyed it.
Oh, it's very sporting of you.
Oh, not Dad. Bert. Johnny said he found Valentine's Day tough.
Oh, didn't we all?
Johnny didn't.
Oh, he's young. Kirsty and I did.
Oh?
What did she say?
Oh, you know, just the usual moans, you know.
Not that usual for her. Mm.
Sorry, I didn't mean to put me foot in it.
Oh, don't be daft. It'd be silly if you couldn't even mention her name. Did she get any cards?
One. But she didn't know who it was from.
Right.
Hang on, Tom, it wasn't... You didn't...
What? No, of course I didn't. Do you think I'm crazy?
Well, Valentine's Day does strange things to people.
Not that strange.
Even got a card myself. And I did wonder...
What? You thought it was from Elizabeth?
No, of course not. Do you think I'm crazy?
Well, who then? Hayley?
Now you're just being ridiculous.
Well, I don't know. You'll be saying you thought it was from Kirsty next.
Why would I think that? We're just good mates.
I know.
When she's got such a down on couples right now.
She's got her reasons.
Henry's just gone to get his coat and boots.
Oh, well, it's very kind of you to take him out this afternoon.
Nonsense. I could do with a bit of fresh air myself.
Well, don't stay out on my account.
We shan't. Just give you time for a little nap, and then you can get on with your book.
Oh, it does sound appealing.
Well, off you go, then.
Okay, thank you. I'll tell Henry to get a move on.
Oh, no rush. I'll just do a bit of tidying. Now, that would look much better there. Helen Titchener's mobile, can I help you?
Oh, I don't know. Who is that, please?
Ursula Titchener, Helen's mother-in-law.
Oh, I see.
I'm afraid Helen's having a nap. Can I take a message?
Oh, well, yes. Could you just say that Kirsty called?
Oh, Kirsty, hello. You're Helen's friend, aren't you?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, you must have been so worried about her.
Well, yes, I have been.
You should come round. She'll have much more time to see her friends while I'm here. I'll get her to call you back and fix a date.
Oh, well, thank you. I have got this right. You did say you were Rob's mother.
Oh, sorry this place is such a mess.
Well, it must be difficult to keep a caravan tidy.
Yeah, it is if you're living with Toby. Here, this chair's more comfortable than it looks.
Oh, what's this you're working on?
The Eggmobile. We've got a meeting with Bert later to see if he might build us one.
That's a really good idea.
Well, your mum put us onto him, but he hasn't said yes yet.
Oh.
Mind you, he hasn't said no either, so...
Oh, these look really good.
Yeah, Toby made a few sketches to give Bert some idea of what we might want.
Right. But I won't keep you. I just wanted to make sure you hadn't forgotten it's my birthday drinks tonight in the bull.
Red letter day in the diary. though I'm afraid you'll have to wait till tonight for your card.
Oh, that's all right. I wasn't expecting one.
So, who's coming?
The usual suspects. Tom, Alice, Chris, Phoebe maybe.
Okay.
Some friends of mine from uni, Lottie and Fabian, maybe Barney and Hannah.
Mm, sounds like quite a party.
Yeah, except Matthew won't be there, of course.
No, that must be hard for you.
Not so hard, after Valentine's Day.
You had a good time?
Well, the best. Actually, I wanted to thank you.
Me? Why?
Oh, you were so right about me and Matthew. All we needed was some time together.
That's what I thought.
Oh, I didn't. I was on the point of giving up on the whole thing.
Really?
Until I spoke to you.
I'm glad I helped.
You're a real friend, Rex. So, how was your Valentine's Day?
Oh, I don't know. What, remind me, when was it?
Oh, come on. What, no cards at all?
Nope. Toby offered me some of his, but it's not quite the same.
Oh, I can't believe that. Even I got one, apart from Matthew's, of course.
Only one? I should have thought you'd have had a flock of secret admirers.
No, not that secret. I had one local one. It was hand-delivered. I've got it with me, actually.
Pip, I didn't send it to you.
Oh, no, no, I didn't think you would, but... look, I did wonder, isn't that Toby's handwriting?
No. Nope.
Well, it was just a thought. Toby's idea of a joke.
Well, you got that bit right.
It can't have been serious. I mean, I'm with Matthew now.
Some men might not care.
Oh, no. No, I don't think I'm the kind of girl men pine over.
How many did you say Ed was taking on?
Two dozen.
Fine looking beast, isn't he?
Yes, yes,
yeah. Nice to have cattle back on Grundy land.
Yes. They're not actually yours, of course.
Well, no, not as such.
And it's not exactly Grundy land either. Oliver all right about it, is he?
Of course he is. Why wouldn't he be?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen Ed's tenancy agreement, have I?
Oh, Sterling ain't worried about the small print. You know how much he rates our Edward?
Oh, yes. He's a lucky lad.
Luck's got nothing to do with it. He's a hard worker and a good farmer.
I didn't say he wasn't. I'm pleased for the lad.
And Oliver Sterling will be, too.
Oh, so he doesn't know, then.
Oh, so what if he don't? Here. What are you getting at, Bert Fry?
Nothing. I'm just taking a neighbourly interest.
Oh, well, cows back on Grundy land been looked after by Grundy system, ain't he?
You're on a bit of a winning streak, ain't you? There's that shepherd's hut that Eddie's building for Linda coming along.
Oh, Eddie's making a good job of it, as usual. Mind you, he's still looking for the wheels and axles. He was hoping to pick up some from Brookfield.
Sorry, David's given me first call on them.
Oh, mobile in house daft idea. I don't know why you want to get yourself mixed up in it.
Well, I don't know that I do yet. We'll see.
I just want to understand what the hell you thought you were doing.
Sending Pippa Valentine's cards, not rocket science.
But why? I thought you weren't interested in it.
I'm not. She was supposed to think it came from you.
Me? Why would you do that?
I was just trying to move things along a bit. I'm sick of you sighing and gazing into space with those puppy dog eyes every time a name is mentioned.
Unbelievable. Can I just point out a few flaws in this master plan of yours?
I doubt it, but you can try.
Well, first, and probably most important, Pip is madly in love with another man.
Well, if you're going to let a little detail like that put you off.
Secondly, she thinks of me only as a very good friend.
Exactly, there's your problem.
No, it's not a problem. I'm very flattered.
And that's another one.
It's not going to change, Toby.
It might, if she thought you'd sent her a Valentine's card.
Then why would she think that? It's in your handwriting.
I tried to make it look like yours.
Well, you didn't succeed. She knew it was yours.
You told her?
Of course not.
Oh, well, all's not lost, then. Could have been a double bluff. You trying to disguise your handwriting by making it look like mine.
Do you ever listen to yourself? Let's put to one side how I may or may not feel about Pip.
Oh, come on, may not. If there was a full moon, you'd be out baying at it.
That's none of your business.
It is. I don't like seeing my brother unhappy.
Oh, why break the habit of a lifetime?
Great. I try to do you a favour and this is the thanks I get.
Favour? How could sending a Valentine card to Pip Archer, supposedly from me, possibly constitute a favour?
Like I said, I thought it might speed things up a bit.
What things? Like I said, she's madly in love with another man.
Not that excuse again.
And she thinks I'm her friend. If she thought I'd sent her a card, she'd be confused, disappointed.
She'd be intrigued. And that's all you need. Once you've unsettled a woman like that...
Oh, I don't know how you live with yourself.
It's all about strategy.
No, it's about the look in Pip's eyes when she said how much it had meant to her to have Matthew with her on Valentine's Day. Your stupid card was just a minor irritation.
If you're going to give up at the first little setback...
Drop this, Toby. I mean it.
All right. Message received.
Now, what are we going to say to Bert about this hen house?
Come on. Don't be difficult.
Need a hand?
I think I'm okay. Just trying to get these two to pair up.
I know. It's a real struggle sometimes.
Shouldn't complain, I suppose. It's another set of triplets.
Well, it looks like you've been busy. I could take over if you like.
No, I'm fine. I've only just taken over from your dad.
Has he gone for a rest?
That's what he should have done. But actually, he's checking through all the paperwork for the sale of the herd tomorrow.
Right.
We don't want any last-minute hiccups.
No. They're coming for them early, aren't they?
7 o'clock. We need to be at the market by 9.
I don't think I'll come to that, if you don't mind, Mum.
Of course not. We need you to hold the fort here anyway.
But I'll get up to see them go.
Really? Won't you be off clubbing after your drink at the Bull?
Not tonight. I'm looking forward to this evening, but with Matthew not here and the cows going. Well, a drink will do.
Hope it hasn't spoiled your birthday for you.
Not at all. It's made it rather memorable.
Take the rest of the afternoon off, at least. Why don't you phone Matthew?
I'll be working at the moment. We've arranged to Skype before I go out.
Well, have a nice long bath then. Start getting glammed up.
It was a bit early for that.
I'm fine here.
I told your dad I could steer till it's time for milking.
What's happening then?
Oh, he'll take over.
He doesn't want to milk the cows with you?
No. You know he likes being with the sheep at this time of year, for all he complains.
Yeah, but I just thought... I mean, it's the last time.
I don't think he wants to. You know this hasn't been an easy decision for him.
Not for any of us. But I'm sure it's right.
So am I. And so is your dad, really. But...
Well... I'll milk the cows with you, Mum.
Really?
Yeah, I'd like to.
So these are drawings of the kind of thing we were thinking of.
Yes, I see.
And there are some more photos of actual mobile hen houses if you find Toby's hard to follow.
Thanks, bro.
No, it's good to have both. Gives me a better idea.
That's what we thought.
I'd probably make some sketches of my own to show you before I started. Make sure I'm thinking along the right lines.
Well, that'd be great.
And I can show you clips on my tablet too. I brought it with me.
Clips?
Yeah, people have posted videos of themselves actually making them.
Oh, well, maybe later. I'd like to get it clear in my own head first.
We just thought you might find it useful. Sort of a do-it-yourself guide.
Well, I expect Bert's got his own ways of working.
I just knows what works best for me. But I'll look at them, certainly.
Well, when you're ready.
So you need to accommodate, about 150 hens, you reckon?
That's right.
Well, that should work out all right with the axles and wheels David can let me have.
That's a good start. So you would be interested in taking it on?
Oh, yes. I like a challenge.
Oh, that's great. Welcome aboard.
I'm not sure how long it'll take me, mind. I likes to take me time.
Well, that's the way to do a good job, of course.
Exactly.
Well... That's it, then.
Yeah. For the last time we'll be milking these old girls.
How are you feeling?
Strangely calm, actually.
Me too.
A bit emotional, but not as much as I expected.
Me too. Excited, though.
It is exciting. A new start.
I know that's what you wanted.
It's what I needed.
I'm sorry, Mum. Last year, well, there was a lot of farm stuff Dad and I didn't handle as well as we might have done.
It was a tough year for everyone. You just wanted to get stuck in, which is how it should be.
I didn't think enough about how that might feel to you.
It's fine. Yeah. It all turned out for the best anyway.
Did it?
Yeah. Going to New Zealand, well, it helped me to get a lot of things clear in me head.
And you and Dad are okay?
Never better.
Yes.
You mustn't worry about that.
Good.
Your dad really backed me in this decision. And it's a pretty big one.
Yes.
That's made all the difference.
I'm pleased.
We're a team again. All of us.
It does feel like that.
I want this to work for you too. And Josh and Ben.
Oh, it is.
You have seemed happier. But I thought it was down to Matthew.
Well, that too. Oh, with him on my side. Well, I feel I can do anything.
It's a good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it's made me feel strong in a way I never have before.
That's love for you.
Yes. I hadn't realised it before, but... Yeah.
I'm very happy for you. We've all got a lot to look forward to.
Morning, David.
Morning, Bert. You're up early.
Is this the last lot?
No, load number 4, this is. 3 more lorries on the way. Hope we didn't wake you up.
No, it's all right. I don't sleep that well these days.
Oh, sorry about the noise, anyway.
I just thought I'd come and see him off.
Yeah. It is quite a moment.
Yeah, you've put a lot into breeding that herd.
We all have, Bert.
Sure, you and me have spent a few nights in the calving shed, haven't we, over the years?
We certainly have.
And now it's a new chapter.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Bert.
Ah, morning, Pip.
Hi, love. You didn't have to get up after your late night.
I wanted to.
Excuse me, sorry, Ert. Need to give Ruth a hand getting the next lot ready. I'll see you later.
Well, let me know if I can help.
So, did you enjoy your birthday drink?
It was fine. It was a shame Matthew couldn't be there, of course.
Of course. And it must have been hard to enjoy your night out with all this coming up today.
Good. Have you ever seen a whole herd being sold?
Yeah, once or twice. Usually when the farmers have gone out of business.
Of course.
And it ain't quite the whole herd, is it?
No. We are keeping three favourites, Ellie and her mates.
Yeah, that's nice.
And we'll have plenty more coming soon.
Hello. Ooh. You didn't have to get up.
I know. I told you I wanted to.
How's it going, Ruth?
That's quite a job, but we're getting there. Must be hard for the cows, not knowing where they're going.
I don't think it bothers them too much.
They must know something's up.
We're trying to make it as easy for them as we can.
Shame we can't explain to them, isn't it?
Well, at least they'll be going to good homes.
They will. Wherever they end up, they're going to be very well looked after.
I hope so.
Right, well, I'd better get on. Here's the next lorry.
What time are you going to be finished? I'll get some breakfast ready for you.
Well, I should think Jill will have something hot waiting for you, won't she?
No, I told her I'd take charge of breakfast today.
Well, that's very kind of you, Pip, but there's really no need. If the worst comes to the worst, we can get a bacon roll when we get to market.
You can't face a day like today on an empty stomach.
But if you want to see the rest of them off...
No. I said my goodbyes last night. I'll go and get grilling.
Oh, dear.
It's really got to her, hasn't it?
Yeah. And she was so positive last night.
Well, it's a big day for all of you.
Yeah, it is.
More coffee, darling?
Oh, yes, please.
You've remembered I'm going to Borchester Market today?
Oh, yes, yes. Actually, I thought I might come with you.
Oh, I'm sure David and Ruth would appreciate that.
Would they? Why?
They're selling the Brookfield herd today. That's why I'm going.
Oh. Yes. Oh, I didn't actually mean I was going to come to the market.
Oh, right.
But give them my love and say good luck, of course.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
And I thought I could do a bit of shopping and then we could meet for lunch somewhere.
The market cafe?
Somewhere nice. And I might see if Lillian wants to come.
Well, I'm not hanging around while she gets herself ready. She's not even down for breakfast
well,
yet.
Well, I could give her a call.
No, please don't. Apart from anything else, I don't think you should be encouraging her to do any more shopping than she does already.
It cheers her up.
And gets me down. She's staying with us because she's supposed to be on her financial uppers, remember?
Oh, she won't be spending her own money.
I hope you're not going to treat her.
I don't have to. She's getting a clothing allowance as Justin's social secretary.
What?
He's going to give her a company credit card. Oh, I presume it's some sort of tax dodge.
It'd probably be cheaper for him to pay her a salary.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be a limit on how much she can actually spend.
Well, there better be.
I don't know why you're so against the idea. You should be pleased.
What, that a shrewd and canny businessman is losing his marbles?
No, that she's found something that'll get her out of the house and lift her spirits.
Oh, I suppose there is that.
You're always complaining about her moping around here. She won't be doing that anymore.
No, she'll be parading round Borsetshire on Justin's arm. I wonder what Miranda's going to make of it.
She won't care.
You don't think so? Can I have a social secretary, then?
No, you can't. That post is taken by me.
Oh, that was rather my point.
It's quite different. Miranda Elliott thinks Ambridge is parochial and gossipy.
Whatever gave her that idea?
Doesn't interest her. She's more of a county town type.
I'll take your word for it.
Oh, Justin and Lillian have a lot in common. They're both business people. They both are very enthusiastic about country sports and country life.
And Miranda isn't going to mind.
That she'll even notice. I think they lead quite separate lives.
Well, they must do. I mean, it's true, I haven't seen her at many Borchester land shindigs.
There you are, then. Lillian's a much better fit.
She does realise Justin's using her to get him with that particular Borsacher set.
Well, of course. She loves the idea that he thinks that she's well connected.
You don't mind her being used as a stalking horse?
Oh, darling, you're taking this all too seriously. It's only a part-time job, as and when.
Well, if you say so.
What's not to like? She'll enjoy herself and she'll be good at it.
Yeah, if Justin can keep her away from the drinks trolley.
Pff, now you are being ridiculous. Borsetshire's social life floats on a sea of alcohol, as you well know.
Yeah, up to a point.
Borsetshire business life too come to that. She could hardly do this job if she was teetotal.
Oh, your sister signing the pledge. Now there's a thought.
That looks interesting, Bert. What are you up to?
Oh, those Fairbrother boys want me to give them a list of materials I'm going to need for this here mobile in-house.
Oh, they're going to organise that for you?
Yeah, so I thought I'd better take a proper look at what I've got already.
You've got the wheels, anyway.
Yeah, it's a good start, but we might need a few more.
I'm glad you're able to put them to good use.
Well, Joe's not. He and Eddie were hoping to scrounge him for this shepherd's hut he's building for Linda.
Oh, yes. Dad said.
Very keen they were. Joe even come round again this morning.
Did he?
I think he was hoping I might not need all of this.
But you do.
I do. Mm. So that was a wasted journey.
So, what did he think of the Eggmobile? Another crazy idea those Fairbrothers have come up with, I suppose.
Well, not exactly.
At least you can't accuse them of stealing Grundy business this time.
Actually, he was quite for it.
Really? That's a first.
Yeah. Maybe it's putting a bit strongly. He said pasteurised eggs sound like a complicated name for eggs like they used to be in the good old days.
Well, he's not wrong, except it's pastured eggs.
Yeah, I know that, Pip, but Joe doesn't.
I still write. The nostalgia market is very profitable.
I know. Linda's putting an order already. Now that's good. You seems a lot cheerier than when you come in.
I was a bit down. The farm does seem very empty without the cows.
I know. But there'll be cows back soon enough.
The sooner the better, as far as I'm concerned. I wonder how Mum and Dad are getting on at the market.
Oh, well done, David.
Brian, you're still here. Well, thank you.
Well, didn't want to miss the big finish. Those were pretty good prices you got.
I was pleased. Although, we won't know what the average is yet.
Is Ruth still with the auctioneer?
Yeah, one or two last details to sort out, yeah.
She did a good job this morning.
She knows those cows so well. Any questions the buyers had, she was on it.
Which is one of the reasons for the decent prices.
Yeah. She won't be long, if you want a word.
No, I won't hold you up. You two will have a lot to talk about and celebrate.
Well, I'm just pleased it went so well.
I'm pleased for you. Now, I'd better get off myself. I'm supposed to be having lunch with Jenny. She'll think I've been kidnapped.
I'm glad the sale was a success for them. Even if it did make you very late for lunch.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I felt I had to stay. And thanks for ordering for me.
That's all right. It's a good job I know what you like here.
I'm forgetting this excellent wine.
Well, that was to keep me mellow while I waited.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, but you know what it's like on market day. I kept bumping into chaps I knew.
Well, you're here now. Let's drink to Brookfield's new cows.
Yes, cheers. So, did you get much shopping done?
No, not as much as I'd hoped. I bumped into Kate.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me. She was spending money she doesn't have.
No, quite the opposite. She was putting her cottage on some letting agency's books.
She puts on our website.
Well, she wants to widen the net. I thought you'd be pleased she was showing some business acumen.
I'd be more pleased if it didn't involve her moving back in with us.
Brian, don't be such a sourpuss. Multi-generational households are quite the thing these days. I keep reading lots of articles about them.
Well, let me know if you read one where some poor chap is living with his wife, his son...
Oh, only in the holidays.
His sister-in-law, his adult daughter and his granddaughter.
Oh, poor Phoebe. You surely don't begrudge her a roof over her head?
Not at all, no. I mean, Phoebe's the least of my worries. I'm just totting up the list.
Well, I think it's lovely. Makes me feel quite the matriarch.
How nice for you. So when can we expect Kate to descend on us?
Well, she's upset that she missed the half-term market, so she's going all out for Easter.
Easter?
Mm-hmm.
That's really early this year, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's good.
For Kate? Oh, Lord. Am I never going to get any peace on this earth?
Hi, love.
Oh, hi, David.
Thought I might find you here.
Did you?
You do know you don't have to do the milking tonight, don't you? Pip said she'd see to Ellie and the other two.
Yeah, I know. Seems strange, though. I'm in just as much of a routine as the cows are.
Well, enjoy it. You can have a line in the morning.
I suppose I should make the most of it.
I should have done that this evening. Should have stayed in Borchester, maybe.
There's the sheep. They're still here.
Yeah. Pip would have coped with them, though. Would have given her something to do.
She does seem a bit lost, bless her.
We could have gone out for a meal. Could have celebrated.
It wouldn't have felt right. Would it to you?
No, not really.
I'm glad we came back. This is where we should be.
Staring at stalls in an empty cowshed.
It's where I wanted to be.
It won't be empty long, love.
I know.
Got a lot to look forward to.
I know we have. But I can't really think about that now. Do you mind?
Of course not. Why would I?
This was all my idea.
And I am behind it 100%. You know that.
I do. And I'm so looking forward to our future.
So am I.
But we can take a moment, can't we? To mourn what we've lost.
Of course we can.
Thanks.
Don't thank me. I'm just glad.
Yeah?
I'm just glad that what we lost wasn't each other.
I'll open this window, shall I? Sorry, it smells a bit musty.
Well, houses always do when they've been empty for a while.
And I don't know why the Snells have moved this armchair. It belongs in the study.
No, don't worry about it, Lillian. I'm hoping to bring my own furniture, if that's all right with you.
Yes, of course it is. I assumed you would.
Naturally, I'll pay for yours to go into storage.
Well, that's very generous of you.
Oh, it's generous of you to let me rent the house unfurnished.
Well, I wouldn't expect you to take it all. I'm sure Brian's got an odd barn he can store the smaller stuff in.
If he wouldn't mind.
Oh, he'll be fine with it. Well, you know, that's a weight off my mind.
Good. I want you to be happy with everything I do to your lovely home.
Well, it will be yours to arrange as you like.
I was going to suggest something a little more drastic, but if it's a deal-breaker, I'll quite understand.
No, go on.
I did wonder if you'd allow me to refresh the decor a little.
Have it painted?
Well, if you don't like the idea. But...
No, I love it. I mean, you know, the place is looking a bit tired. I'd have done it myself. No, that's absolutely fine.
Good.
Just don't knock any walls down.
I'll consult you, of course. In fact, if you'd like to advise me...
Oh. Well, I'd like that very much, but won't Miranda...
Oh, but it's not her thing. Besides, it's your house. You'll have a good eye for what needs doing.
That'll be such fun. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I don't have much patience with colour charts and fabric swatches.
You want me to do that too?
Well, if it's not too much trouble...
No, not at all.
Needless to say, I'll pay for everything.
Do you know, Justin, I think you must be the perfect tenant.
Kirsty, could I... Oh, sorry.
I'll just be a minute, Linda. I better go. It's nearly the end of my break anyway.
Yeah, that's fine. See you later.
Looking forward to it.
Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, that's okay. We nearly finished.
I'm glad I caught you, though.
Oh, if you're looking for cover on reception, you're out of luck, I'm afraid. It's my afternoon off.
Oh, no, it's nothing to do with work. I just wondered whether you got my email.
Oh, I don't think so.
I sent it to all staff.
Oh, right. Might not have read it yet.
Well, it's about Clean for the Queen.
Clean for the Queen?
Yes. I thought it was something the village might like to get involved with. Well, you know it's going to be Her Majesty's 90th birthday in April.
So we're going to spring clean Buckingham Palace?
No. just tidy up the village, Kirsty. Which we might have been doing anyway for the reopening of the village hall.
Well, I'm not sure I can help with that. Cleaning's not one of my talents.
Ah, perhaps not, but acting is, and that is another thing I want to sound you out about.
Oh, Linda, you're not planning another production so soon.
What better way to mark the opening of the village hall?
But that's happening at Easter, isn't it?
Yes, and I have found the perfect play.
But Easter's only 6 weeks away.
Well, it's more of a pageant, really, I suppose.
A pageant?
Just a small one. It's by E.M. Forster, England's Pleasant Land. What could be more appropriate?
A pageant. Hours long with a huge cast.
No, no, not at all. Very short and a small cast. It will be more of a presentation than a performance.
And what exactly is the difference?
Well, we'd read the text from the book. No need to learn lines.
Oh, that would help, I suppose.
And no necessity for a long rehearsal period. Or complex sets, come to that.
So more like a rehearsed reading.
I think we can do a little better than that, Kirsty. Especially with you in the cast.
So thoughtful of you to bring provisions.
Well, I can't do without my morning coffee. I'm just relieved you don't take sugar.
I brought something with me, too.
Oh, yeah?
It's a list of events I'd like to go to for you to cast your eye over.
Oh, well, that's very helpful. Do you have any priorities?
I'm quite keen on Damara becoming a sponsor for the Borchester Food and Drinks Awards, if it isn't too late.
Well, I'm sure it isn't. It's an excellent idea.
I imagine you know the sponsors?
Yes, most of them.
Well, promoting local food producers, shops, butchers, it's the kind of thing I'd like to be seen to be involved with.
Oh, and don't forget the restaurants and the gastropubs. That's the fun bit.
I'm sure you have every maitre d' in Borsetshire on speed dial.
Most of them. And, of course, my nephew's husband is head chef at Grey Gables.
Of course. A very good contact.
And a wonderful chef. His puddings are to die for.
Then we must certainly dine there together. You can introduce me.
Well, I'd like that. Oh, there was one thing I thought of, and I don't know if it's on your list.
What's that?
It's the Borsetshire Businesswoman of the Year lunch in Felpisham
soon. Oh, that sounds interesting.
Well, it's a big event in the Borsetshire business calendar.
Sounds like exactly the kind of high-profile event I should have a presence at.
That's what I thought.
And I'm sure, as a previous winner, you get tickets.
You flatter me. I never had that honour.
No, I think that's a terrible oversight.
So do I. But I am usually invited.
I'm sure you are. Well, if you'd consider taking me as your guest.
Of course. I'd be delighted.
Oh, you've certainly fallen on your feet there.
I'll say. I don't know when I last had such a productive morning.
Well, it sounds like it. Getting your house redecorated free of charge.
I know. And the best of it is he wants my advice, so I shan't have to change anything back when he goes.
Well, Miranda might have a few ideas of her own. Yeah, I think that's enough, Carrot.
And he says she won't be there much. Oh, did I mention he wants to take me to dinner at Grey Gables?
Yes, yes, you said, to meet Ian. Are those potatoes ready?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, here they are.
Thanks.
Of course, I shall need a new outfit.
Yes, of course.
And one for the Borsetshire Woman of the Year lunch.
And I bet you can't wait to hit the Felpisham shops with Justin's company credit card.
Felpisham? Oh, darling, please. Cheltenham, at least.
Oh. Oh, right, now, lunch should... Well, it'll be about 20 minutes.
Oh, well, time for a little aperitif, then.
Yes. There's some Prosecco in the fridge.
Oh, perfect. I'll get the glasses.
Oh, I am really pleased for you, no, Lillian?
Thank you, darling.
And it's so good you've got something to occupy yourself with. I mean, since Matt left, you...
Oh, well, Matt was never interested in this kind of networking. It was all golf courses and gentlemen's clubs with him.
Yes, this is much more your style.
Can't wait. To Justin.
Yes, to Justin. Oh, I'm glad he's brought a smile back to your face.
Someone else in the family could do with cheering up. What on earth is the matter with Adam?
Yes, he is a bit down in the dumps.
A bit? He hasn't cracked a smile all week.
No, well, he and Ian had a little tiff on Valentine's Day, apparently.
Well, I knew Ian had to work, but...
No, it wasn't that. Someone sent Adam an anonymous Valentine's card and Ian saw it.
Well, it must have been a joke, surely.
Ian didn't think it was very funny. And it was a tough day for poor Phoebe, too.
Oh, yes, poor lamb. Ugh, Valentine's Day. I'm well out of all that nonsense.
Well, you say that now, Lillian.
I mean it. I've got a handsome man to square me about, all expenses paid, no strings attached. What more could I want?
Yeah, what more indeed? Are you busy this afternoon?
Not particularly. Why?
Oh, Linda's asked me to see how the village hall refurbishment's going.
Oh, I see.
Apparently she's some grand plan for the reopening.
Perhaps I'll give it a miss then. I'm a bit wary of Linda's grand plans. They usually involve me making a fool of myself on stage.
So that's Linda's latest plan, is it?
Yeah, but I think she can count me out this time.
You were in her Christmas production, weren't you? I think Rob mentioned it.
Did he?
You see, Kirsty, your famous spread.
Well, Helen's our real star. It's a pity she decided not to take part.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a very good time.
Hey, but now you're starting to feel better. Perhaps you can get more involved in village life again.
Yeah, maybe I can. Though not in Linda's pageant.
I can see it's something you enjoy very much, always being at the heart of things.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, Kirsty likes to get stuck in. Quite the activist.
I can imagine.
Well, you had your moments yourself.
Yeah, GM protests with my brother. Well, that's how they met.
Oh, that was a very long time ago.
That spark never goes, though, does it? I can still see it in you.
Oh, thank you. I'm flattered.
Anyway, I'd better get Henry over to Sarah's. She'll be wondering where we are.
Yes. He must be finished in the bathroom by now. That's so kind of you, Ursula.
Oh, my pleasure. Anyway, I'm sure you girls want to be left in peace. You must have lots to talk about.
Hey, I'm very impressed by the woodwork.
Yeah, very professional. Well done, Harrison.
It's all going to look splendid for my opening production.
That's the most important thing, of course.
I'm so intrigued. I thought I knew everything by E.M. Forster.
Oh, this is his only stage work. It's not very often performed.
I wonder why.
So do I, Lillian. It's a fascinating piece. It examines the countryside over the centuries, from Doomsday through the enclosures to the Second World War.
Whee, that's ambitious.
That's one word for it.
And it's remarkably prescient about the issues facing the countryside today.
Oh. He always was a prophet. Look at A Passage to India.
Sounds a laugh a minute.
Well, it's not without its humour, Lillian.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and well done you for finding it.
Oh, thank you. I am quite proud of that. And I'm hopeful the local press will take an interest in the rediscovery of a hidden gem of Forster's oeuvre.
Yeah. Hold the front page.
You don't really think it was Roy who sent you that card?
I don't know. What's the trouble? I mean, we have got close.
Yeah, sharing a house, it's only natural.
But only as friends. At least that's what I thought.
Yeah, I know.
And I thought Roy felt the same. I mean, apart from anything else, after what we've both been through...
You weren't looking for another relationship so soon.
Oh, definitely not.
Well, that must be a bond, though.
Misery loves company. Oh, I'm past that now.
Well, you may be. But if you've been a sympathetic shoulder for Roy to cry on...
You may have mistaken that for something else. Yeah, that's what worries me.
He sounds more needy than you are.
Oh, I'm a tough old boot.
No, I know that's not true. Oh, this is nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Just like old times.
Me bitching and you dispensing wise advice.
Well, about men, you aren't joking.
Oh, there's my Helen. I thought she'd gone.
Well, so did I. But she seems to have come back.
All thanks to Super Mum-in-law.
Look, you can joke, but since she's been here, well... Things just seem normal again.
I'm glad. And I like her. I really do.
Yes, he's fine. I just dropped him off with Sarah and Rowan. So I've met the famous Kirsty now. And you're absolutely right, Robert. Not the kind of friend Helen needs at all. Yes, you're very wise to want to put a stop to that relationship. And the sooner the better, I'd say.
Thank you.
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.